This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus is anointed in Bethany. In the Old Testament, anointing was a sign of consecration before a prophet, priest, or king would begin their service. But right before and after this story, Mark tells us that the Pharisees are plotting to kill Jesus, and Judas agrees to betray him. You see, Jesus isn't about to begin his ministry. He's about to end it. This drama builds as Jesus gathers his disciples to share Passover. This symbolic meal remembered how God saved Israel from Egypt and spared their families from death by the blood of a sacrificed lamb. For centuries, Jews had observed this meal and remembered that first salvation. But Jesus takes the bread and the wine and says that the feast is actually about him. Jesus knows he's about to die. He goes to a garden with his disciples and prays, feeling the crushing burden of what's about to come. He returns from his prayers to find the disciples asleep, and then Judas arrives with a mob of soldiers. In this crucial moment, his disciples flee. Even Peter follows at a distance, but then denies knowing Jesus three times. Jesus is left alone. Jesus is condemned as guilty and deserving of death, even though the Jewish court cannot find a fair charge against him. Finally, they ask him directly if he is the Christ. Jesus responds by saying, "I am," and calling himself the Son of Man. In a blind rage, the priests accuse Jesus of blasphemy and tell Pilate to execute him for claiming to be king of the Jews. Pilate leaves the decision to the crowd, who begin shouting, "Crucify him!" So Jesus is handed over, dressed as a mock king, beaten, spat upon, and hung on a cross. Jesus was anointed just before the crowning of his ministry, which is his death. But his coronation was a sham. His crown was made of thorns, his robe was mock reverence, and his throne was a cross. Nevertheless, Jesus was the King, the Son of Man, the I Am, and the Passover Lamb, whose blood delivers us from eternal death and frees us from the power of sin. Before his death, Jesus is left alone and abandoned. And this is actually good news, too. You see, Jesus knows what it's like to feel isolated and betrayed. When Jesus goes to the cross, he proves he never leaves or forsakes those who trust in him. And when Jesus said, "I am the Son of Man," he proved that he has the authority and power to save us from death and sin. The title Son of Man comes from Daniel, where a human is killed only to rise up and sit next to God to rule and judge. Jesus is that Son of Man from Daniel, and he has all power and authority to comfort those who are suffering and to save sinners from death. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who frees us from our slavery to sin. And may you see Jesus as the one who covers our guilt with his blood and declares us innocent.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.